Back to school season can mean back to school colds. We're going to tell you what to watch out for today on CNN Student News. I'm Carl Azus. Welcome to the show. On average, you can expect to get about 4 to 6 colds per year. And you've heard how to avoid them. Wash your hands with soap. If you haven't done that, don't touch your face or your food. Don't kiss or drink after people who are sick. There's a virus that's been spreading in some parts of the U.S. It's called enterovirus. It's common, and it's usually not deadly. But a particular strain of enterovirus has sent hundreds of kids to the hospital this summer. One doctor says many of the cases she's seen are from children who have a history of breathing problems, like asthma or wheezing. So if you have asthma, doctors say it's important to keep taking your medication. Other signs to watch out for in this particular strain of enterovirus include coughing, fever, or getting a rash.
This particular virus is called enterovirus D68, and they're seeing it mostly in the Midwest and the Southeast. There are dozens and dozens of different types of enteroviruses, and they cause different kinds of symptoms. Some cause respiratory symptoms, others might cause gastrointestinal symptoms. And often an enterovirus is really no big deal. If you've ever had a summer cold, there's a very good chance that that was caused by an enterovirus. But there's something about D68 that makes it worse. There's something about this particular type of enterovirus that gives much more severe symptoms that often land people in the hospital. For example, let's just look at Mercy Hospital. It's a children's hospital in Kansas City, Missouri. They've had more than 400 children in the hospital with signs of this virus. 60 of those children have ended up in intensive care. And this is the important part. That's been in less than a month. That's pretty severe. Pediatricians there say they've never seen anything like it. This type of enterovirus has been around since the 1960s. It's popped up here and there in the United States and in other countries as well. They don't know why it's gotten so bad this year.
When your parents tell you school is expensive, here's what they mean. 5 things to know about back-to-school shopping. 1, it actually impacts the economy. The U.S. back-to-school season is second only to the Christmas season for retail shopping. 2, the cost of school supplies has skyrocketed. The National Retail Federation says it's gone up by almost 50% in 5 years. 3, this year American shoppers will spend over $26.5 billion on 50 million public school students. That works out to $530 per student. 4, electronics are the most expensive back-to-school items, no surprise. But clothes or school uniforms account for over $200 per student. Shoes, an average of $116. And stuff like bags, books, and lunch boxes add another $100 a student. 5, some parents are trying to keep their costs down. About a third say they plan to spend less this year. How? One way is by buying generic items instead of big brands. An ancient Egyptian mummy once had a passport. In the 1970s, scientists flew the remains of Ramses II to France for examination. It was given a passport that read, King, deceased. Now that's random. Next story today takes us to Southeast Asia, where the annual monsoon rains have brought misery and destruction. Hundreds of people have died in flooding in India and Pakistan. Tens of thousands have had to leave their homes. And this isn't an area that's used to wet weather in late summer. What's making things worse this time around, besides record amounts of rainfall, is the fact that roads and bridges have been washed out, so aid workers have trouble getting help to the people who need it. Normally, the monsoon has eased by early September. Heavy rainfall is still in the forecast for days to come. India is the world's most populated country, but about 30% of that population lives below the poverty line, twice that of the U.S. It explains why in some areas, electricity is still the way of the future.
In much of rural India, this is how women step out at night. This is how children do their homework. A fourth of India's 1.2 billion people have no access to electricity. And in this state of Bihar, one of India's poorest, more than 80% live in darkness. We always used to wonder what it would be like to have light, how wonderful life would be, she says.